Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rochelle Coe, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Coe and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava, six grandchildren, her mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, three nephews, a niece, a cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife Diana, a son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steinek, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. A half-sister, Annika Williams of Jefferson, Indiana, stepmom, Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother, Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Blackhawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet. Two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Friends, memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bauch, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner. Four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford John and Vicki Walterstorff and Mike and Robin Walterstorff, a sister, Linda and Gail Bacon, sisters-in-law Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard, goddaughter Tina Bako, godson Keith Weber, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel.